This week on BuzzFeed, 15 ways to repurpose your growler. This is the perfect pour.
Ooh, I'm interested in that article.
Oh,
you got me with that headline, BuzzFeed. Welcome to the perfect pour. It's a craft beer show. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks.
Like beer.
I am Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're here. Talk about beer. Later on, we're going to give you some beers to look out for. We're going to talk about what we were drinking this past week. Some beer culture news things. Throw that in. All the listeners call us and tell us stuff, and we laugh and we make fun and talk over it. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be super.
Number one talk over podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Top ranking top host talk over guests and listener podcast.
Nobody can beat us.
We are the best. Yes. We even talk over ourselves.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We number one no Guitar Center impression podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Top ranking Guitar Center reference podcast.
Yeah. We do it all.
Yeah.
It's all good all the time.
So get ready to settle in. We're going to have some fun. Yep. And we're going to maybe have some information.
With you know what you should get ready for? This. Oh, that was.
I love
not carbonated well.
I opened a bottle, I promise you.
And also, special. Oh, listen to that. Ooh, that's fresh.
That's fresh.
I heard it. I could hear the freshness. Special guest returning to the show. One and only. He is a high up ranking officer in the local. Local home brewers club, the Warthogs. He drives while he's talking, calling people. He doesn't care about the cops. Once in a while,
he parks.
He parks and uses his emergency lights. He does all these things. Scotty B.
How did you know I was high? Now, anyway, yeah. Can you hear me? I'm back. It's been a long time since I've been here, I think. It feels like it's been over a year.
Fresh out of Southern California.
I am fresh out of SoCal. I am. Stories to tell.
Thanks for joining us, Scotty B. Later on, during your Bangkok drinking, there's going to be some Southern California stories to tell. And anything else, you can. You're familiar with the format, so, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Do what you got to do.
I don't see it.
You don't have a moleskin out, though, so I'm a little worried, but it's all right.
My moleskin is in my head.
Analog moleskin.
Before the show, we were drinking some beers. It's called tailgating. We tailgate for the show. The patrons get to listen to that. We had some leftover from last week's Belching Beaver, the Hop Highway IPA. That's still tasting quite fine. And we also had a Firestone Nitro Merlin Stout. Was that one you got, Matt? Or did somebody give you? It feels like you brought that back from the coast, but I may be wrong about that.
No.
Oh. Nick, did you bring that, Firestone, the Nitro Merlin?
Negative.
Because it didn't get labeled as anyone from anyone donating it. I sure as hell didn't get it.
Wonder if Randy brought it.
Before Randy.
Maybe Stacy?
Maybe. Yeah, that might have been around.
Because they had my gold stains.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Good job.
Because my pink got drinking. But anyways.
Ooh. And we also still had one of those R&D Belching Beaver beers. I believe it was the peanut butter latte.
Definitely had peanut butter.
So still tasting good as well. What'd you think of that Belching Beaver one there, that R&D beer?
The peanut butter latte?
Yeah.
I was quite impressed.
Well, we believe to be.
I like that.
It's unlabeled. That's how freaking raw it is.
That's pretty raw.
Are you judging it, sir?
And I am a fan of peanut butter. I am.
So there's our tailgating beers. The beer we just opened, which, where is it? Oh, here we go. Sorry.
There we go.
Beer donated to the show by The Fontana Gym.
You got to change your accent to read this label.
An Evil Circle. It's called Valley Girl Blonde Owl.
No, that's from Chew. Sorry.
The Long Beach is coming.
Oh, this one's from Chew. Yes. Sorry. Chew Your Beer.
That's from Chew Your Beer.
That's from Chew Your Beer. Okay. Get it right.
God.
Let's stack it. Chew Your Beer donated. It's 818 Brewing.
Welcome to your Valley Girl podcast.
Valley Girl Blonde Owl.
Is that where we're going?
Oh, yeah. It's a Valley Girl Minute? All the minute format podcasts we can do. Gosh. Valley Girl? Do Valley Girl 1 minute at a time.
Nice. Do what?
Valley Girl, we're going to do a podcast. Am Valley I? Girl, 1 minute at a time.
Thank you. Just let me know when you're ready for your surprise. It's oh, ready geez. When you are. Just,
oh, man.
Just
I'm leaving that to you. You're a professional podcaster. You,
you got to feel, feel the timing.
Yep.
Feel it out.
All right.
Sense, out. You do sense what you gotta the room. Do.
So that 818, I don't think if it's the 818 I'm thinking of, did they not? I don't think they have a tap room yet. I think they're just like distributing.
I can tell you all. Well, I can tell you a lot about it. Not
tell
all
me,
about it.
Tell me stuff about this 818.
There is a tap room, but it's not open to the general public. It is open to VIPs.
Well, everyone has a tap room, not open to the general public.
Nobody's seen it.
It's open to special people like Chew and Zorro.
Oh.
And their plus
Zorro
ones.
Zorro, not Zorro.
I was Chew's plus one, like that Love Plus Aww. One song from the 80s.
Yo, it's like a country club. You can like you can bring a friend.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Bring
hand you a blazer at the door.
Yeah, here's your blazer.
I had to wait in the parking lot till Chew got there. So I get in. That's what happened.
Oh, it's like that secret Indiana Jones place in Fresno.
Exactly.
Don't think I forgot about it. That's what
I
you say.
Forgot about it. Think I forgot just because the mayor's changed hands. Hey, think new I mayor. Forgot.
New mayor, get me in.
That's not reference.
What? Your town doesn't have an Indiana Jones hangout man cave?
We
yeah.
do.
It's yeah. secret, though.
Is it movie quality?
It's movie quality. Have you not seen the pictures?
No, I have, but I was asking if. The other town.
Oh, yeah, the other town.
Yeah. Does Clovis have one?
Is theirs movie quality?
That's why nobody moves to Clovis anymore.
Maybe that's why the mayor.
Sky be joined. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, it's not open to the public yet. It looks like it's going to be opening very soon. But I got a tour. And you know the brewer there? Well, I'm not going to give any more away because... You'll find out when you play the voicemails. There's some some stuff that I don't want to give away right now. So I'll zip it for
good
the moment.
Call. Good podcasting there, Skyby.
Like you know the brewer as in his antics, or we know the brewer as in his name.
No, I'm not going to say anything. Okay. You got to wait for the voicemails.
Oh, all those right. brewers.
Right. And by the way, Skyby, renowned home brewer in town. So if you get, you know, give us a, we don't get enough love for, I know we have a lot of homebrewers that listen, even though we don't really talk much homebrewing. So if you get some sort of tip or just some sort of homebrewing insight, Scotty B, you want to just wedge in there, you go ahead and wedge.
I love wedging in there.
Yeah, it's I'll fun. Bet you do.
It is fun. So yeah, the first beer that comes up that makes me think of some brewing technique, I will wedge it right in there.
All right. Good. Wedge. So the homebrewers out there. We got Scotty B.
This episode's wedgy.
We got Scotty.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, wait, you're high up in the Warthogs, right? You're like, what? Semi-president?
No. Semi-president.
I was vice president for 2015 and 16, but after that, I'm not on the board
anymore.
You
had to step down during, you had some controversy allegations.
There was a bit of a scandal.
Scandal.
But I'm still active in the club, and I still help out the board anytime I possibly can.
Fake brews, man. There's some fake brews going around.
Fake brews. Yeah, hang on.
Somebody just spiked some watered-down soda and called it beer. They just put vodka and some watered-down soda.
Nice. My beer, that's dry. Man. It's very dry. Dry beer.
Sugary.
Yeah.
But it's not beer. It's not even a malt beverage.
This is a damn good I do not like blonde beers. Of course.
That's why Chew sent it, I'm sure.
Yeah, but...
he's going to change your mind.
That's actually really good.
Damn it.
Damn.
Now what?
Yeah, now what do I do?
I thought the same thing.
I like some blondes, apparently.
I generally don't like blondes because they all taste like asparagus to me. This one isn't so asparagus-y. And maybe that's just me, because, I mean...
He dialed down the asparagus.
Yeah, he like, it's way in the background. That's just how blonde beers taste to me, though.
Grilled asparagus?
I wish.
Boiled asparagus?
I would say roasted.
Asparagus with mayonnaise?
Broached.
Broasted, bro.
Broasted.
Can you broast asparagus, or is that just chicken?
I'm just going to slowly slide this closer to you.
What's happening?
What's happening? That's not a beer at all.
Matt's sliding a rag closer to me. I
2018,
don't know.
Is he, flat beer.
Are you ready for a spit? Am I going to do a spit take? Is that what you're sending up? Spit takes.
It might be a spit take. I'm just going to keep sliding it closer to you.
They're not that effective for a podcast, but
we can I'll laugh still and do point. A spit
take. Oh, I think you might give out a reaction to it.
All right. Well, let's get into some culture.
I'm just going to keep sliding it closer to you. Don't. It's okay. Just let it sit there.
Matt's sliding your rag closer to me. Nick, what you got? Culture.
Oh, boy. What do we got? Shuffle things around here.
Shuffling. Do we have any shuffling music? No, we don't.
So, where would you guess would be the next craft beer world headquarters?
Bozeman, Montana.
There you go.
Bozeman.
Nailed it. Story's over.
East Coast or West Coast?
Middle Coast.
Ooh, Middle Coast. Middle Coast. That doesn't sound right.
Midwest.
Midwest has a coast.
Midwest.
Oh, I guess Texas has a coast.
Michigan?
Little Rock.
All right. I don't know. You're probably all right. But San Antonio is having a craft beer boom at the moment.
Oh, are they?
Yes. They now have 10 breweries.
That's the one in Kentucky, right?
San Antonio, Kentucky.
San Antonio.
Okay, cool.
So, started way after us, already have more than Fresno.
they just started like last year. Like, yeah. 10. And our Fresno government's like, well, we'll get those approved in July.
20, and then you guys.
Oh.
I don't know. Texas might be the next craft beer headquarters.
Yeah, but see, we always used to be about 5 years behind. I think we're about 7 years behind now.
Yeah.
So we still got stuff to do. It's exciting for us.
Even Portland, who dresses like it's the 90s still, has surpassed us.
They're gone.
And we're still blossoming.
Culture.
Yep.
A very slow blossom.
Very slow, but it's at least we haven't reverted. We're still building steam.
Very slowly.
Yep.
Yes, we are.
We haven't really lost anything. Only that place on Olive, we lost like a couple years, a year ago? To
Das Beer House?
Das Beer House.
Here's one for you, Mikey. Center Ice Brewing in St. Louis, Missouri.
That sounds like a hockey reference.
That is a hockey reference. They do a vlog where they talk about hockey, craft beer.
They're vloggers on the YouTube.
On the YouTube. And they're hockey-themed.
Nice.
Brewery.
They're Blues fans. Gosh, I hope the Blues do well this year. Is that what they sound like? I assume that's what they sound
that's
like.
That's what St. Louis, Missourians sound like.
I just love the voices, Mikey. I can't get enough of the voices.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's what's holding back this show.
The voices are
from
so
number seven in craft beer shows to number two. That's what's holding back. We're just staying in number seven forever. 7-8 spot forever. There's two shows ahead of us that haven't posted for 2-3 years.
Oh, shit.
Cannot get over those guys. Cannot get around them. They're just too... Everyone just keeps subscribing to freaking shows that are defunct, that are pod-faded.
Nice.
I told my Lyft driver about the show.
Whoa!
Somebody
turned the iTunes store on right now. Well, see where we're
check
at.
The ratings.
Check it out. Check the ratings. We're probably blowing up right now.
He wanted to know what was in my ice chest, so I told him all about it.
Yeah, he's having to check you out. He's like, hey, what's going on in there, bro?
You bringing the potty with you, aren't you?
He said, those yes, I am, down. Sir. Yep. His word. His words, not mine.
No. Verified. Verified account.
Yeah.
I am not a robot.
Verify. 1 + 3. Oh, shit.
Oh.
Hey! This thing's asking me what 1 + 3 is. What is it?
Cut to GIF of Ron Swanson throwing computer in the trash.
Or no, wait, what was it? Did he do this?
Oh, he's done that one too, where he wipes it off the desk. Goes, yeah. But there's another one where he takes it to the dumpster and. How do they know my information?
Just type your name into Google.
What? What?
Oh, man. All right. We're never getting through this. While you're on YouTube looking up vlogs, you could look up some TEDx talks on craft beer.
Oh, there is?
There is.
Hmm.
So TEDx are the... They must
have been in Portland.
TEDx talks are the shorter versions, the ones 7 to 10
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, for us with a
short attention span theater. Yeah.
Expand your attention span. How 2 minutes. 2 minute video. Oh, learn how to expand your attention span.
Next one's on procrastination. Coming up next week.
20 second.
I can't watch long videos, man. If it's more than 20 seconds, I'm like, oh, man. I can't commit to this.
Why? What if...
It should start with 20, work up to 30, then 40. And before you know it, you'll be watching 2-3 minute videos.
Especially if there's a video that has an ad that you can't skip, you just go, oh, I didn't need to watch
it. Forget it.
Yep. Refresh. Yeah.
You real quickly realize, like, you know what? This really, I need to do it.
You refresh 10 times.
Moving on.
To try and get past that.
Yeah. Yeah. You spend way more time trying to get around it.
Yeah. Than actually.
Nah, I can't.
I remember with our local news stations, they just put the ad at the beginning of the video. So you used to be able to just skip it.
Those are terrible.
You just fast forward 15 seconds and you're done with it. But then they fixed it to where you can't skip the ad.
That's what I do. That's what I do on podcasts that put a commercial first in their show. Like they introduce the podcast and then they put in a commercial in, and I'm just like, skip, 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 skip. Didn't hear your commercial, bro.
Buy products from More Beer. What? Nope, skip.
Nope. All
right, I think it's time.
Uh-oh, what's happening?
I need you to open this.
Oh.
This is a very special
gift. I thought this was just a rag that, in case
it's a very special gift.
In case I spooched.
An extra Amazon special.
Ooh.
Yes! I found the only copy in town.
Only copy in town. What I'm holding is a cassette tape of Candlebox.
Crunch Fest.
Their debut album from Candlebox. Featuring Don't You Change You. No Sense. Far Behind. We all know that one. Blossom. Yeah. Arrow. Rain. Mother's Dream. Cover Me. He calls
Come
home.
Me, yeah.
Come on me, yeah. So, jump the fell in the stone.
That is your very own copy to put up on the shelf behind you.
Because I've been branded. I lost my mind, yeah. Well, this is an inside joke because when Nick did some Alice in Chains,
he's on metal and stuff,
recently did a show, drumming. And Candlebox got brought up out in the crowd. We were talking Candlebox.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. And Nick and I are the only people that like Candlebox.
Probably.
And I happened to be the driver driving home, and I played Candlebox the whole way home.
You whipped it out.
Yeah.
Whip it out, Mikey.
So there you go.
Now you can whip it out all the time.
There's your inside...
Joke.
So now
I wish
next car he buys has to come with
your
a tape
lonely Kenwood tape player over there.
Oh yeah, I will use it still once in a while.
Can play this tape at any given time.
Anytime I
right
want.
Right there,
Candlebox on the stairs.
If only that was a Candlebox drop right there.
Now I gotta get one.
Box.
I love. Gold.
I want to get Paul, because a lot of Paul's bumpers have like a play off a real song.
Oh,
I would like Paul. I'm especially requesting Paul to do a Candlebox referenced bumper song. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks in advance.
Thanks for all the free stuff. Paul from
We're going to get him to $5 in royalties this year. Yeah. Oh, no, let's pour less of that.
We just got a package. I'm guessing it's from Paul. We haven't opened yet. We just got it in.
Mm-hmm.
So, just by the way,
nice. Paul. Wait, hold on, Mikey. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to tease you. I got to take a picture.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's the rules.
Hey, I got to let it go.
Please hold.
Please hold. Everyone, please hold while Scotty B takes a picture. What else, Nick?
All right. Here we go. So, in light of Metallica coming to Fresno.
Metallica!
So, it's Metallica, right? I mean, granted, they're not Black Album era Metallica anymore.
No.
Still kind of excited to see them. I'm not expecting much, but I'm going to go see them. So, here are my Metallica beer pun names.
Oh, nice. Nice. Expecting this.
So I did no research. I did zero research, so I do not know if these are real or not.
Like most of our stuff, we do zero research.
And I'm not Chew Your Beer. I'm not Epic Beer Namer, but let's just try some of these on, see how they fit. So, Seek and Dry Hop.
Nice. Yeah.
Seek and Dry Hop.
Citra and Destroy.
That one's better.
That one's nice. That's solid.
All right.
You're not going to beat that, dude.
Oh, just wait. It gets better. Fade to Black IPA. For Whom the Boil Tolls.
Nice. Although, what would that be? What style would that be?
What style? I don't know. We got a homebrewer
here. Let Scotty B pick.
For Whom the Boil Tolls.
What beer style most... is affected by the boil. Is that exist?
I'm asking a philosophy question. There's a couple. Doppelbocks are known to have over 3 hour long boils. And so are Weehevies, strong Scottish beers.
So it's got to be a Doppelbock. Because the last thing you just said, I don't know what the fuck that was.
A strong Scottish ale. A Weehevie.
The Weehevie. That's what I was
saying. There ain't nothing wee about it.
Weehevie. Nobody said that before in the world.
No,
you're the first person. Just
say it like you're Scottish. We heavy, laddie.
We heavy. You're going to have a we heavy.
If it's not Scotch, it's crap.
Yeah, more. Go ahead.
Oh, Nick. We got more. All right. Could go on.
Oh, please, please do.
Please do.
I'm skipping some of these that I realize are not.
What? Oh no, 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 no! You can't do that
you
now.
Can't
you just gotta
now.
Say.
It's too late now.
All right.
If you wrote them,
you're screwed.
Well, this one's easy. This one, I mean, this is a no-brainer. This one? Four Hopsmen.
Just turn it.
Oh, yours. Okay.
Just turn it.
Four Hop. Wait. What, say that
I don't know.
Again?
You guys are on your own little thing.
Four Hopsmen.
We're doing technical difficulties here.
No, you're not having technical difficulties. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't read the last letter on this.
Oh, I'm sorry, bro.
Sorry.
I thought you were talking about your headphones.
He's trying to talk about beer, guys.
Yeah, talking. This is important.
Nick.
This
please.
Is important, guys. The yeast that should not be.
Ooh, I like that one.
Nice.
All right.
Where did we leave off?
Four
frayed ends of specific gravity.
Wow. That's hardcore.
Of wart and man.
Yes.
Shelf life, but true.
Yep. Approved.
Approved. Hoppier than thou. Another easy one. Enter Saison.
Yep.
Mash-tunned puppets.
Yes.
Nothing Else Matters. That's a hazy IPA.
That's you. That's you just drunk, lamenting, drunk. What's happened to the beer world now? It's just everything's hazy. You're like.
Nothing Else Matters.
Nothing Else Matters.
There's no, it's just Nothing Else Matters. Wherever I May Aroma.
That's the funniest one. Wherever I May Aroma.
That'd probably be a hoppy beer, huh?
It might have to be a hoppy beer. Bro.
Maybe some sort of IPA variant.
And last but not least, and juice this for all.
Juicy.
Nice.
Hashtag juicy.
See, most of those are hazy beers, Nick.
I know. They're all hazies.
Well, hazy beers are the best, so.
They have the best names.
They're the best worst beer ever.
They sure are.
Sure. Matt, what's going on culturally?
So
those are solid names. You just
copyright perfect four.
Yeah, can't use them without proper permission.
That's right.
You got to give us the beer if you're going to make it with those names. You got to give us the beer.
So the Steve Mills, which has been known as the CEO of Uinta, has gone East Coast to be the CEO of Maine Beer Company.
Whoa!
So.
That seems like a weird...
That's pretty East Coast.
Yeah. Like, and so Maine just kind of stated that they just said, hey, we are...
He's like, hey, what are you going to do?
Said the decision to hire a CEO with industry experience was born out of a need of professionalize the business. So they were just kind of like, we can't do it. We need somebody that can do it. And so this this guy that... that is switching over to it. They say that some of his prior experience was Duvel and Boulevard. So
same thing.
But I mean, that's kind of like without knowing the timeline, that's probably some of the most like craftiest experience that somebody's switched from companies. It's not like, oh, we used to make trash cans, and now I'm going to manage your beer company.
And you're qualified.
Yeah. So I thought that was just kind of.
We used to make memory cards, and now I'm a CEO of a brewery. So
at least it stayed within the industry, you know.
Yeah.
So, seems sensible.
That's a good track record.
Yep. And then the other news story that I saw today was that New Belgium did another wave of cutbacks.
Ooh.
This time versus 3 months ago when they affected, it was 6 people in the sales realm. They now did 28 employees that consist of between production, administration, financing, HR, and IT. So they said that none of these current cuts do not affect the sales department. They say they're done. So it's just kind of nothing's really growing. So now they're just going to kind of hone in what they're doing.
Uh-oh, Rad Stacy got out.
Ooh,
Good.
Well, they said, like they said, they didn't touch the sales department this time. So she left
on her own card. There's been some correctioning the past year, especially Green Flash being the most out there. Looking, things are starting to get a little crazy. People are like, now breweries are like, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's pull back a little bit.
Keep it toit.
Yeah, keep it toit. So that's all this happened. There's no bubble to burst. There's just tightening back.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I don't think that's going to get do you guys think that will get worse or they're just.
Well, even places like Speakeasy where they're like, hey, we don't have any money. We're going to shut down. They're back.
Yeah.
So I think if they're important enough, even if they were to physically shut down tomorrow, somebody would bring them back. And then there will be smaller places like Fatheads where they go, oh, our name sucks and probably so does our beer. So,
Well, yeah, there's a lot. Those breweries from the, the 90s boom or whatever you want to call it, that never really updated themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely can't survive in this. Yeah, world anymore.
Still a brew pub 20 years later.
Yeah. So,
I have some thoughts on that.
Oh.
On the beer scene. I could be totally wrong on this. I don't work professionally in the brew scene. But I've done a little studying of history of breweries in America. And before Prohibition, there was almost as many breweries as there is now, but they were almost all really small. They weren't breweries that bottled or canned and distributed. So I think it's kind of the natural habitat, if you will, of breweries to be rather small and local. I don't think it's really natural or to distribute far and wide. You have to be a good size to do that. So I think the bigger breweries are going to reduce in number as time goes on. There's not going to be more big, breweries starting up really small and then becoming big enough to spread all over the country. That's my opinion. That's my two cents on it.
You know what? You're correct, because before the Prohibition, Fresno had two breweries, and up until 10 years ago, Fresno had two breweries.
Maintain their numbers.
Fresno Brewing Company.
It was Fresno Brewing Company, and then there was, I think it was Yosemite Brewing. The old Dugovic Thrift Building on Blackstone, just south of McKinley, that was a purpose-built brewery.
Oh okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did not know that. Ooh.
Hey, Matt, I got a question. Why can't I find that beer on Untappd?
Because it's being released tomorrow.
Oh. What beer is this we're talking about, sir?
You're drinking Tioga Sequoia's newest release called FAFO.
FAFO.
That's an abbreviation.
What's an abbreviation for?
So, say you're about to get in a fight and be like, what's that guy going to do? And you'd be like, well, fuck around and you'll find out.
Ooh. You guys are raw there at the title.
That is raw. So
it is an abbreviation. I had an Urban Dictionary that I actually did not know it.
What? Oh, you must be getting old, dude.
Yeah, and I'm the youngest guy in the room, and I didn't know what it was. So
it's a cool can. I like the can.
But it is an IPA. It isn't any IPA, but we're just advertising it as an IPA. But
It reminds me of a milkshake IPA a little bit.
No milkshake.
No, anyway.
There's a lot of hops in there.
Man, like it.
As far as I know, there's no lactose in this one.
No lactose intolerant.
So,
this is good, man.
Lactose.
I need your guys' opinion on this next news story.
Oh, don't worry. We'll give it to you.
You've come to the right place. Yeah.
I feel like this brewery should have not gone under because it's in Portland, but maybe it's just double doomed. And then, so there was a new brewery that opened up a tap room in Portland, Oregon. And,
did they forget to serve brunch?
The Southeast Portland outfit that specialized in delicate Belgian influenced ales closed to the public after 7 years.
Wow. They made it 7 years.
That's a hell of a run. Yeah.
Sean Burke, its former head brewer, now runs the brew operations at Von Ebert Brewing and the Pearl District-based brew pub that will replace Fatheads. Fatheads is another place that closed. That wasn't that great. But, the Commons Brewery closed down after 7 years, and the Belgian-influenced ales just didn't take off.
Damn it.
But I feel like Portland is so specific and niche that there could have been a Belgian fan club.
If Portland's not going to... if Portland's not going to support that, then who the fuck is going to support that?
Not even the Belgians.
Yeah, the Belgians are like, dude, you opened that up. Whoa.
The story goes on.
I have a Belgian accent.
The Commons does still exist, but for now, its primary business is being landlord at the East Belmont Street warehouse building it owns.
Our primary business being landlords.
Landlords. As a couple of weeks ago, is now occupied by Modern Times Beer.
Oh, ooh. Yeah.
If you want to look at floppy disk glued to the front of a bar and nice. All sorts of cool tiles and stuff there like
was,
that.
That's funny. I was looking at their Instagram feed yesterday and they have like a Randy Macho Man Savage, like, but it looks sort of like a pinata, but also like a Mardi Gras pinata. I don't know. You know, modern times. They're going to do some weird shit in the tap room.
But yeah, they have this. It looks like there's four tiles, and it would be like a rhombus or like a square on its point. And it has like some 70s colors. You could imagine brown, red, yellow kind of stripes. And then they mirrored that tile on the front of the bar with floppy disks in the same fashion.
That's far out.
Yeah, so
far out.
True to their style of being kind of funky, but now they're all up.
Did they give it a cool name, like the Danktorium or what's
it? It's the. It does have a
funk ball.
Funk baller.
Yeah,
I'm working in my head. I haven't written it down yet, but in my head, I'm working on a Fresno post that involves the modern town. Modern Times Tap Room in Fresno. What would you call a Modern Times Tap Room in Fresno?
The figure. South of Shaw.
South of Shaw Room.
It's just called the Belmont Fermentorium.
Fermentorium.
Belmonter. Belmonte. Ooh,
the Peppermillion. The Peppermillennial.
Pepper, the fire pit.
Fire pit bar.
Fire pit bar.
Sunken bar.
Willikers.
Willikers much?
Yeah. Oh. Wow. Anything, Matt, were there other things?
So those are the news stories.
Those are some
what if they went in on turned in 99 in the El Paseo?
Oh, what if that was the brewery? El Paseo at locals. They're trying to get a brewery to come over there. Look out for it. Years ago,
field work.
Reggie and I said, "Man, that would be a great spot for a brewery." This is probably 8 years ago. We said that. Yeah. And then
eating brunch at Klein's.
Yep. Yeah, this would be a great spot for a brewery. Right here in Klein's.
Right here in Klein's.
Truck stop.
Truck stop and brew pub.
Worst beer blog.
Oh.
Love this guy. There's always something because he's got the indie beer mentality that I love. There's a picture of... And a 7-Eleven, I don't know where the 7-Eleven's at. I'm going to assume it's Chicago area, but I don't know. And it has Bourbon County Stout. It has a case of it sitting next to the donuts.
Yes.
So it is 7-Eleven. This is what Budweiser's Bourbon County Barrel Aged Stout has come to. The beer that people wait in lines for, that has its own day and everything. Now it's just sitting in 7-Elevens next to the donuts. Yeah, it wasn't a cold box. Just completely just sitting in the side stack, waiting next to the donuts.
The pot of coffee and the beer were the same temperature.
Yep. So there you go.
That's where it was destined to be when you're
an AB InBev brewer, you're now you're just coveted. Once Harold is probably a top three beer geek beer out there. Is now just sitting next to donuts in the 7-Eleven. So that's what happens to you. If you're thinking about selling out.
Think about where you'll be.
That's where you'll be.
Hard earned a beer. Be in the donuts.
In a warm 7-Eleven outside of the cold box.
It might be kind of late for this because Rob is going to be leaving Fresno on Friday. This day that this is dropping. But... Rob Hausman, who sort of took care of the grounds. Where took care of all the foliage around New Belgium in Colorado. Ooh, he's a listener, if you remember him.
Yes.
He's might be getting a job in. He's actively interviewing in Visalia for a job. And he is in town for a couple of days, so he's looking out for a get it. So I don't know, maybe might be able to catch him Friday before he leaves town because he's flying out Fridays. But he's on his social media handle is NNAMSUAH.
That's way too many letters for me to remember.
NNAMSUAH. So look about Scotty B. Aren't you our Fresno rep, Scotty B?
I should know these things, huh?
You should be ready for this. What's your Twitter handle? Is it Mr.
Biblis?
Mr. Biblis?
Biblis, like of or having being without a bib.
Oh,
Biblis.
Mr. Biblis. So maybe this will happen. I don't know. I just needed to get it out there. I want to talk about it a little bit. And that's enough of that. Boy, we got a new beer. Did we do this?
I love gold.
It's never too late.
Never too late.
You're slipping.
Wait, check it out. Read what it is, Mikey. It's something fun.
From LA. Smog City, Los Angeles Brewers, Smog City. Infinite Wishes, Bourbon Barrel Aged Imperial Stout.
I thought limited, Nick might like that.
It's a limited release. A good one for Nick.
What's that? Smells like raw sewage. That would be me. I love it.
Everyone's got theirs?
Oh, yes. Oh. I am enjoying all the aroma.
I need a picture.
Though. Good aroma? Oh.
Good aroma.
And a little more, too.
You don't have an Instagram, do you, Scotty B?
I sure do.
Oh, you do? Mr. Bibbles.
Mr. Bibbles again.
Bibbles.
Mr. Bibbles.
Whoa. this has got some alcohol.
Kind of boozy.
Finally. Huh? Not like those weak-ass hazies.
Oh. What's the percentage on this one?
It's 12.8. Let me see.
Whoa, really?
Let's
guess see. The percentage. Real quick, go.
Just a modest.
I'm going to say 10.5.
10.5?
12.
Really, I'm going to split the lanes and go 11.
All right. Scotty B's looking. And
that's really hard to really hard to read, man.
There's a result.
Wow, this is tasty.
13.66.
Oh, oh man.
Losing my touch.
I win.
You're a winner. Yay.
Yay. You're so cool. Well, guys, are we having fun? We're enjoying ourselves, having a good time.
Love the heat.
I love talking, talking beer palate. And tangenting and all this stuff. It's great. It's
super.
It's super.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
There are two ways you can get your voice on the show. You're listening to the perfect party. You're like, I have things to tell you guys. You guys said stupid stuff and I need to yell at you. Well, there's two ways you can do that. You can call 559-492-0542. That's voicemail line of all the Dorktown Network shows. And usually it's for the perfect pour, so don't worry about it. And also, you can record yourself and email it to us. Most smartphones have this feature where you can make a recording and then
super smart
immediately email it. And you can do that. Just keep it under 3 minutes, and you're all good. And that's what this person did right here. First voicemail of the week.
Okay, and we're live.
Hey, guys. It's Janine and Colin from Colorado.
What's up, Perfect Woo-hoo! Power? How are we doing?
Colorado
today?
Reps.
Colorado we're reps. Up in Glenwood Springs with our friends. Jamie, say hi.
Glenwood
hi.
Springs.
And Josh.
Hi.
Where are they?
And we're at Carbondale Beer
that's
Works.
What she said, I think.
Enjoying a bunch of really tasty beverages.
Yes.
So we were going to talk about a couple things today with you guys, because you said that we had to have something in mind when we called, so we did come up with things.
That kind of helps.
Unfortunately.
And then we promptly forgot what was on the list.
Yes,
we did. This is going to be a fail call. We're going to totally lose it.
What was on the...
Bring it back.
So the
come
first
on,
thing
guys.
On the list was, what Colorado beer or Colorado brewery is your favorite
That's
stuff.
Our question, yes.
Yeah, that's our question. Usually we pose our question last, but we forgot everything we were going to say.
Oh, and Binge Clark. Right. I'm sorry, Nick, but I think Binge Clark has replaced you as the porn star DJ.
Oh,
Binge Clark's voice, I don't know what's going on there.
But he's got
a good radio voice.
Yeah. He does, he's got the thing.
He's got the thing
that the ladies like.
Yeah. He's only one state away, guys.
In a special place.
You guys want to go
special
see him?
Places, yes.
Binge Clark, stay away from my wife. Just kidding. You're the man. Just kidding. Where's your list? Oh, it's on the phone?
Yeah, it's on the phone. Okay.
That we're talking
we're
about.
Skip over the hazies and...
Yeah, Nick's been beat up about the hazies
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, it's okay, Nick.
Bring it.
It's okay that you don't like the new good stuff. It's,
well, Janine's actually loving hazy beer right now. I don't know.
I'm liking the pale, the hazy pales.
Yeah, the little bit... like we had Modern Times, the tropical pale that they had. It was pretty juicy and good. I think she likes those better than she likes the IPAs, but it's all good. Whatever. Either way, it's fine.
Oh, the Disney Princess.
Oh, yeah. I'm supposed to refer to Janine as a Disney princess because
yes.
my messaging app makes a noise and then Tweety
sounds
birds.
Like birds flying
Tweety
around
birds
your head.
Fly yeah, around Janine's week, head.
And they were totally flying around
yeah,
your head.
Yeah, yeah. And some guy came around with a shotgun, all Elmer Fudd style, trying to kill one. No, that didn't happen.
It's wabbit season.
Duck
anyway,
season.
I don't know.
Wabbit
so
season.
Anyway, the question was,
duck
you guys
season.
Have a favorite
wabbit season.
Colorado brewery? Because I think
duck
our
season.
Favorite California brewery
season.
Quite possibly
duck season.
Because they make PFK, as we call it.
Well, we get it here. Yeah, Passion Fruit Picker.
It's a fantastic beer.
We call it PFK. is, we get it out here, but you really like
West Coast IPA.
Modern Times.
I'm like, we don't get enough Modern Times.
We don't get enough Modern Times. Only around Great American Beer Festival time.
So, which is coming soon. Get your tickets.
Get your tickets. Yeah. You have a place to
stay. We got to clean our board.
Get some tickets for that. Okay, so.
Keep up the good work, guys.
How do you turn it off? How do you turn it off?
No, stop let it. The song play. It sounded good.
It almost sounded like the voicemail song.
Oh, you know what song was in the background?
Will you call me tonight?
Yeah, wasn't it that
leave
one?
Me a voicemail.
Isn't that what it was?
If you weren't here for the tailgate, there was the discussion of because we have this old board that recorded many bands that we used for a while, but it just got too dirty and too staticky, and we finally gave up on it. But it still sits here waiting. And Matt was like, how much we should pay for getting that cleaned or something. Now, thinking in Patreon money, thinking like, well, would you rather go to GABF or would you rather get the board clean? And everyone here, except for myself, said, Clean the board. So, I don't know. GABF. It's going to happen, though. Yeah. We have to do it once.
I wanted to say something about Colin and Janine, if I may.
Please.
So, Janine, she sounds like she is one foxy lady. And Colin, he sounds like he is one yummy piece of man candy.
Yeah. Wow.
So, I'm just curious what this couple looks like, because they sound like they are just so attractive. I've never seen them.
They're on the porum. You're on the porum.
I don't really go on Facebook much anymore.
Uh-oh.
But I'll go on Facebook to see them. Are they as attractive as I think they are?
Get back on the forum. Yeah, see for yourself. Everybody's attractive as far as I'm concerned. And more voicemail.
We're in Liverpool. True, you bring here. Check it out, Abe. Perfect
yeah,
four.
True.
Hashtag get it, Holmes. And guess what? Guess who's with me, eh?
Uh-oh.
Can you guess who's with him, eh?
Oh. This guy sounds familiar.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Orale, Vato, that last voice you heard giggling, eh? That's the brewer from A1A Brewery. I'm actually chilling here with Scotty B, Zorro Nazoro, and Derek, man. The brewer. So we're having to get it in homes. We're drinking beers. We're kind of a little buzzed. We had some Tecumseh. We had a beer that was, like, really shitty. I'm not going to give the name because it just falls off the tongue and it tastes like fucking Tampico with vodka. But guess what? I'm going to let Scotty B tell you some shit.
You know, you are such a class act, Chew. It's kind of hard not to, like, when a brewery makes a shitty beer. Oh, pardon my language. It's kind of hard not to, like, warn people.
This guy is
maybe you don't want to buy this beer. But you know what? It takes class not to. It takes restraint, too. Because I know. I've messed up. I've said bad things about people, and I shouldn't have. Because it's just not good form, let's say. Zorro, say something.
Yeah, this beer, I don't know what they're talking about. It was the greatest beer. It was the best beer.
Whatever it is!
It was, if they could make a better beer, it would be this beer.
Don't do it!
So you're on that beer side of the wall then, right?
Yeah, I could be. Or maybe I need some Border Hopper to get me on the other side.
All right, this is Derek Holmes. He's a little shy. But maybe he'll say something, eh? Just tell him about the podcast, eh?
Yeah, I'm a podcast. But we're
he's got his own podcast.
We're taking a little bit of a hiatus right now, but we'll be back. Me and B-Man, the little bearded troll that you see on the Beard Life. So we'll be coming back soon. We'd like to be on with you guys. So hey, give us a shout if you're interested. And
hey, Nick, he tried to say your name, Holmes, but orale. All right, Matt. Mike, take it easy, Holmes. I have to watch you, eh? Peace out, eh?
Peace out. Peace out, eh? Thanks, Chew. That guy sounded super. That was
super. All those guys were super.
Did you have some fun?
I had a lot of fun. So as I started to say earlier, the brewer, Derek at 818, is a podcaster, just like you guys. Mm. And as you heard in the voicemail.
Great business to get into. Great business.
Lucrative.
As you heard in the voicemail, he wants to do a collab with you. Not a collab beer, but a collab podcast.
Ooh.
That's like fun.
We're busy.
That sounds like
we're
fun.
Busy. We're busy. Go busy. Go busy.
No
time.
No.
Go to GABF.
Nope.
Can he Skype?
They are the Beer Life podcast, right?
I believe so.
The Beer Life. Isn't it? It's a great life, that Beer Life.
It's a Beer Life for me.
Louis, what's the matter, Aww. Lou?
He's not on a podcast. Having problems. Louis wants a dog cast.
Oh, do you recognize that? That was a crowler.
Go!
That looks like an indie crowler because it has a little indie logo on it.
Whoa. Indie logo.
Pours hard.
That sounded foamy.
Aggressive pour. Here we go. Going around the table from foamy left urinal pee. To right of your podcast dial, a new beer.
That was too aggressive.
What is this, Matt?
Love people, love beer. Oh, wait, that's just the tagline. Hamilton Family Brewery, Cyclops, double red, double IPA.
Ooh.
8.5%.
It is red.
It's
that is like it's that's really like red. Stout. Stout colored.
It's so red, it's black.
Yeah. This is what, Fontana Jim and Evil Circle beer.
That's one of them, isn't it?
It's gotta be Louie. Louis trying to knock Scotty B's microphone out of there.
Louis does not care.
Louis does not care.
Oh, he just wants bit. To be loved.
He just wants to be loved.
How do you get two reds in there?
Double red.
Twice the amount of red?
Can you pass me my cloth, Matt? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually my beer rag.
Actually, I need that. Oh, I have to get a picture. Going around the table now as we enjoy hey, four guys. Smells.
Can you hear me? Gotta whisper. Baby snapping. I'm trying to wake the baby up. Lumber Jose.
Lumber, what's up?
Gotta be.
Don't wake the baby.
Man, I'm really excited. I want to come out to the West Coast. Fun fact, I was in the area of the Bay, if you will. I just did not. I was there for work. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't even, like, get out and get
We're
the beer.
We're too far away from the bay.
Link Don't... up with anybody. I was near, I think, just south of San Francisco. Oh. I was near Folsom.
Oh.
Anyway.
Did you go to...
But I do want to plan another trip out there and hopefully hit all the good stuff.
Should have went to Drake's, man. But Should have went to Drake's.
Sick, man. Nick.
What? What?
You got to give it up on the Hazy's.
Nope.
I'm just playing. Everybody needs to leave Nick alone.
Nope. I don't have to do that either.
He's
I don't
doing
care.
His best to keep up the fight for clear beer.
Yes.
I mean, let's be honest. Do you drink Torpedo? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you like Torpedo. Mm-hmm. Would you like a Pliny? Yeah, that's clear too. Hazy IPAs wouldn't be around. If it wasn't for clear, delicious, bitter IPA.
Look at that. That's an argument right there.
Huh? And double IPA.
Debate
so
club.
All this hazy stuff, all this it's all just people who need a little bit extra because they can't appreciate the clack. You know? You're listening to, like, Newfound Glory. Because you can't appreciate Van Halen.
Wow.
Tell me I don't know what I'm doing and that I need to drink more AEB. But in reality, I'm going to sit right here and listen to, you know, some Van Halen. But just enjoy my clap, if you don't mind. Mostly because there's not a lot of hazy production out here. In the East.
Sammy or Dave?
But also because I agree with Nick and I'm going to stick with Nick. Yeah. Baby's napping. Keep up the good work.
Yeah.
He's all yelling that the baby's napping. I love that.
the baby's taking a nap, but now she isn't.
Best day ever. Oh, I gotta go.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Oh, man. This is
super. Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Wow.
There I am.
I'm driving.
Scotty
can
B.
Can you guess where I'm at right now?
Where? Where, Scotty?
I'm driving the
Gorman.
Fontana Jim says
Ooh, good guess.
That I shouldn't drive. I'm up going up to 33. I finally have a signal. I would have left a message sooner, but I got a signal. So, hey, I had a really great time in SoCal. Started out with Chew. As you know, I left a message with Chew, Zorro. That was awesome. He gave me some beers to give to you guys. I saw Fontana Jim and Evil Circle. They gave me some beers to give you guys, too. And then I saw today. I saw the other guys yesterday. I saw Kelly and Ryan today. She gave me some beers, too, but I'm not giving you those. No. But you can have the other ones. And, you know, when I was having a get it with Fontana Jim, Evil Circle, we didn't leave a voicemail like I did with Chew. And, you know, I feel like I kind of missed out on that opportunity. Gotcha. And also, when I was in downtown at Mumford and Sons Brewing, there were these guys that had this beer bung with a big old dildo on the end. And I didn't get a picture of that. And I feel like I'm just missing out on stuff.
When I saw
Ryan and Kelly, we were in a restaurant. It probably was a good idea that we
did you get recognized in a restaurant?
I tend to get kind of loud when I leave voicemails, even if I'm not driving. But anyway, those are the highlights of my trip. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds super.
And something made a noise. It looks like it's still recording, though. But anyway, keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Come on, let's hear the song.
All right. You said it.
There we go. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys. Ba-doom. Man, that's Scotty B. He's a good guy.
Perfect part. This is Mike Montoya. Oh, shit. Just can't win.
He said Mumford and Sons. So I was just playing Mumford and Sons in the background.
Now we're going to have that song in our head, Matt. Oh, God. Now we're going to get banned from YouTube. Oh, you cut off just at the right time.
Yep.
Perfect part. This is Mike Montoya. Just can't win.
What's up, Just Can't Win?
I am driving.
Ooh.
Yeah. Safely, though. Not pulled over with my hazards on.
Uh-oh.
I want to call in because I have some cool news coming from the 805, no pun intended, on the beer. Libertine has announced that they are going to be opening a location in Santa Barbara, which is only a mere 40-ish minutes away from me. And my wife works there, so I get to go there often, and that is pretty cool. I really hope that they adopt the 16-ounce crowler system there because I would abuse it heavily. I think that's it. Oh, and I tried the beer that Chu sent me. It was delicious. He also sent me a Mumford beer. It was like a coffee stout, if I'm not mistaken. It was also very good. So thank you, Chu, and keep up the good work, guys.
Wait. He sent you one of these beers?
Empty in the vase of your heart. Son of a bitch. As you walk away from what's wrong with music today, guys?
They brew as they record.
Yeah.
And now we add the hops into the beer. Now we're going to add some more hops into
the beer. I was surprised they weren't playing that when I was there. I was like, where's the music?
It works rather well. I think they do brew as they
probably do. Just can't win.
He's narrating.
Find him on social media.
But wait.
Hey, guys.
Lumber's back.
So, I know in my last voicemail, I was very much in brotherhood with Nick.
Oh, he's going to turn on you.
Oh, man. It's over.
Hearing the wrap-up of the show last week, he was very, very quick to appreciate the hazy that was snuck in there on him. For the show.
Whenever possible.
So with that in mind,
I always stay for the final minutes of the show, guys.
Guys, ever since Paul said you guys have to pay him royalties for the bumpers, you play them all low, or you don't play them at all. Nah. What happened, man?
Yeah.
Do we need to up the Patreon money in order to support the bumpers?
Yeah, we need the bumper technology.
Play the bumpers.
More bumpers.
Anyway, back to Nick's appreciation of the hazy. I have a very intriguing dilemma for Nick.
Okay.
Nick has a beer choice to make right now.
Hashtag beer choice.
It's going to be easy.
Mediocrely made hazy or Rebel IPA. You must choose one. Choose wisely. Keep up the great work, guys.
Rebel IPA is clear.
I see my brother falling on a sword, a hazy sword.
Keep up the good work, guys. What time does Red Robin close?
That's a good question. I'm not sure when they close.
I hear they have some good Rebel.
I'm gonna say 10.
Pouring right now.
Oh yeah.
You know, I heard Sam Adams made a hazy
bottomless
beer.
Rebel to go with bottomless fries.
I think nice clear Rebel over the newest hazy.
Whoa!
All day.
Buffalo Wild Wings is still open.
There we go.
Buffalo Wild Wings is the king of
not Chili's.
King of Sam Adams beer.
So all 12 variants. No,
They're open till at least midnight. I think they're open later than midnight.
So you're saying there's a chance
for your monthly sodium intake. I have an idea. Let's settle this Paul issue. How about we ship him all the leftover show crackers that we don't get to each time, and it's a royalty. It's something worth valuing that we didn't have.
These are the crackers we didn't eat.
Yeah,
cleanses
here you go.
Yeah.
Well, what am I going to do for lunch tomorrow? Because that's my lunch.
Crackers.
Leftover crackers.
I somehow think he's not joking.
Kind of isn't.
Well, they get stale. They're out of the package. Sad.
You got to get them on the first day. You got to get them on the first day, otherwise they're gone.
Man, day-old crackers every Thursday. That's, Saturday.
He saves his
American. That's not sad.
He
it's
saves his American cheese slice wrappers and rewraps each cracker.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was going to say he ate crackers with American cheese.
Sunny Select sliced slices? American cheese.
Yeah. Cheese and crackers.
Oh, gosh. Oh, guys. We're just having
fun. Hey, guys.
Paul.
Guys. Speaking of. Guys.
What's up, Paul?
I can't believe Benj Clark, the voice, was right here in my neighborhood.
The voice?
We didn't have a get it. Well, not that Santa Rosa is exactly my neighborhood, but, you know, it's closer to Nebraska.
Slightly.
50-50 chance I would have been able to make it. But anyway,
Benj,
sorry I missed you, Benj Clark. It would have been nice to have a beer with you. Anyway, I wanted to weigh in on something. Nick, I think it's time for you just to accept that Imperial Stouts and hazy IPAs have exactly the same mouthfeel, and they're pretty much the same kind of beer, and you should just start liking hazy IPAs.
Yes, they're exactly the same.
Close your eyes, Nick, and enjoy.
Exactly the same.
Just kidding. I don't think they have the same mouthfeel. I think that stouts are have a viscous mouthfeel, while hazy IPAs have a pillowy, fluffy mouthfeel.
Pillowy,
that too. Yeah.
I'm not opposed to the hazies. I don't know if I've made that clear. I don't hate them. I've had plenty of good ones. My biggest opposition to them is the lack of bitterness, as I think I've said before. I'm gonna have a T-shirt that says "Bring Back IBUs."
Yeah,
got nothing against the hazies, but man, I hate them when they're just like fruity. They're like fruit punch, fluffy fruit punch. I'm not into that. I want a little bit of bitterness. I mean, it's kind of like Thai food without any spice. You know, that might be good for a 5-year-old, but I think most of us want a little spice.
Don't
Thai
give
food.
5-year-olds so, IPAs.
Most of us probably want a little bitterness.
I'm not going to hurt it.
But Thai food's okay?
I assume. Otherwise, it's not really an IPA, is it? All right. That's all for now. No. Enough of rambling.
Nope.
Cheers. Keep up the good work.
I could just imagine Paul like that recent episode of Portlandia. Where he's all, riot spray. And now he's like, IBUs.
Yeah. Riot spray. Yeah. They're going to be like, what? What is this noise? They're going to be like, riot spray.
See? Oh, what are you opening up?
Cheap.
Matt is opening up a package sent to the Perfect Pour from Marin County. We're guessing it's Paul.
It is Paul.
All right.
Because it's from Novato.
Novato.
And we have a Kent Lake Kolsch style ale from Iron Springs.
Oh, professional industry guy Paul sent us some beer.
Oh, did we check the bottom of that can? What's the can say?
Check it.
Let's see what this says.
He said this package is going to be approved.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What's it say?
We still need to save Ferris.
Save Ferris.
From Iron Springs in Fairfax, we have a JC Flyer.
Oh, man, they're canning now.
Oh, is that it? Maybe it's it.
It's it.
What is it?
It's
those
it,
are.
Has
good.
Anybody made an It's It beer yet?
That's a good is ice it? Cream sandwich.
What's it?
What is it? It's it.
But has anybody it's made it. An It's It beer?
I don't know.
What is it? Say? Nick is checking the bottom of the can, the iron spring can, to see what it says. It's got special saying on the bottom from, of the can.
Then from Iron Springs, we have Casey Jones Imperial IPA.
These are for next
a
week.
A well-balanced, well-hopped Imperial IPA.
Oh, my What's that goodness. One
say? How can you read this?
Oh, 31 for two.
I like turtles.
31 for two. I don't know if I know that reference.
I like turtles.
46 and two?
46 and I know that reference.
Yeah. Wow.
I like turtles. Springs. So that's the beer Matt was talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, so the he I sent like me turtles. A photo. Of just the bottom of the can, but he no description of what it was. And so he said, I think this package is I Like Turtles approved. So the JC Flyer IPA, which is, it's kind of full circle for him because the first time I met Paul, he's like, hey, this is a little brewery from my area. And he handed me one of a JC Flyer bottle. And we actually enjoyed that beer here. But
so. I remember we've had some Iron Springs from him before, now and they were good full, beer. It was good beer.
Now he's there. I remember it being in cans, though.
No, it was 22s.
No. Okay.
Yeah, 22s labels. But I remember the JC Flyer was the 22 that had the two labels on it.
Yeah, so it looks like the pint glass has a little mustache on it. Mm. And then there's two bicycles on either side of the shield here. I like it.
One looks fixed gear.
Probably.
They both look 10-speed because I could see the...
Well, one's got drop bars. One's
derailleur? Got is that what they call bars.
Yeah, derailleur. One's a fixie, one's a road bike.
Wow.
Roadie fixie.
Guys, next week, we're going to have some Iron Springs Paul beer.
I agree with Paul, though, on the mouthfeel. Think of stouts as maple syrup. And like we said last week, the hazies have more of an orange juice pulpy... Maybe pineapple juice pulp.
This double red.
Like a Sunny D, bro.
This
like
double
no,
red.
No, there's no pulp in Sunny D.
Oh, sorry.
What do you? If you have pulpy Sunny D, you need
stop to drinking it.
Stop drinking
like immediately a, stop drinking
like
it.
Like a Tropicana, bro. How's that?
There you go. Okay. There you go.
This Hamilton's
Sunny
really
good. D.
Nick, guess what?
Sunny D's guess pretty what? Smooth, though.
Scotty, okay? Lay off pretty the drugs, smooth. Man.
Bearded Brewer likes this red, double red.
He said double red is good.
Hamilton's. It's good.
I'm like in a smug city.
We're in the perfect point to be here. Just to give you a little recap essay of a Scotty B. Southern California LA Imperial.
Imperial.
I don't know, Holmes, wherever you went. Scotty B., I just want to say, well, Holmes, it was nice seeing you again, Holmes. We met up over at A1A Brewery. Obviously, you know that because you did get a call from us. We had a little giddy. Zorro and Azorro showed up. Just a cute couple beers. This is that Scotty B brought me on some four pack of Tecumseh Imperial IPA, Light Fighter by Zaggy Brewery, Pendragon from Lancelot, just a couple Pine and Palm crawlers, and a couple of Pendragon crawlers, Holmes. Scotty, you really went all out, Holmes. I really appreciate spending some time with you, eh? Quick question to Matt. Matt, I sent you a beer from A1A Brewery. It's Matador Red. Hopefully you like it. I could have sent you guys any hoppy beers because, you know, since you guys don't like hazies, yeah. I'm just kidding, eh? I sent that one out. I should have sent more stuff, but, you know, I was really celebrating the time with Scotty B.
That's more.
Yeah.
And, you know, jeez. In the giddy, it was more conversations about, you know, just the community. And not the podcast. I'm kidding, Holmes. You guys are part of it. Obviously, you got a voicemail, Holmes. But quick question, Tecumseh. We tried it. We shared it with the A1A guys. Just a quick thing. I'm trying to get like an A1A and Zach Brewery collaboration. Hey, maybe we can get something done. And hopefully I get to name it, Holmes. But quick thing, Matt, Tecumseh. Is this supposed to be that piney, Holmes? Or yep. Maybe it was because I was drinking some other beers, but... It, to me, it felt very thick and syrupy and piney. Mm-hmm. But, it, you know, I didn't really enjoy it. But, you know, when I do sit down and enjoy it, I'm just asking, can you kind of describe what Tecumseh is? What should I expect? Orle, other than that, hope you enjoy that Matador. This is Choose Your Beer. Oh, quick thing, Matador, that label holds, was made by a local graffiti artist in the 818 homes. Their Valley Girl Blonde has a dope-ass label, too. Other than that, that's it, man. I'll leave you guys alone. Appreciate you guys. Love you guys. Scotty B, you're the shit, homie. Scotty B should baptize all our kids.
I'm the shit.
Do you do that? Do you baptize?
Oh, you know it. You're in beer. Baptize? They get baptized in beer. Okay? Juicy, hazy New England IPAs. That's what they get baptized in.
Wow. That's some baptism.
Yeah.
Final voicemail of the week comes from...
Hey, boys. Fontana Jim here. Saying hi. Checking in. Got to hang out with Scotty B last weekend. I want to send out a big cheers to him. Oh, really do appreciate him swinging through on his whirlwind weekend beer trading trip. That was a lot of fun. You guys should have, if he made it up to you, you should have some show beers from the Garage Boys. One of those is the Garage Boys Plus Fire Ant. And one of those is the Garage Boys Plus the Pint of Hoppiness. He went. I met up with him down in San Diego, and he gave me a four-pack of beer. So check your hops is from me via him. That was a lot of fun. Like those guys. Like you guys, too. Congratulations on your little magazine announcement. I'm sure you've already talked about it on the show, but if you haven't, here's your perfect opportunity. Question for you. With the Winter Olympics ending, if beer drinking was an Olympic sport, maybe beer tasting, maybe beer chugging, but if anything to do with beer drinking was an Olympic sport, which events would be in the Winter Olympics, and which events would be in the Summer Olympics? Hey, keep up the good work, guys.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks, Fontana Jim, and everyone that called the show, for giving us the content, letting us have some fun. Appreciate it. 559-492-0542.
Left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name. She
See, I think you got shower beers and lawnmower beers in Summer Olympics.
Definitely.
And jacuzzi beers and brunch beers in the Winter Olympics.
Like dessert stouts and stuff like that? Yeah. Boozy, like barley wines.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Booze. I love gold.
Aforementioned beer.
Yeah.
Amplified. Check your hops.
Whoa.
See?
The side pour and it worked.
Cool Whoa. Label.
Good job there, Mikey.
It somehow worked out.
Cool that label, but it's a haze.
This one's going from
And it's a haze.
Around the right.
This was a label looking out for, but not a beer
It's got a Beastie Boys label.
So smells like it might be juicy.
Going around the table now.
Said, where'd you get your information from, huh?
Now it's time for...
Looking out for... Looking out for beers. Looking out for... Looking out for beers.
Hey man, those beers get released all the freaking time, constantly. It's not like they should do it like the movie and record industry every Tuesday. New beers only on Tuesdays get released. So all Monday nights, we can all wait in lines. Yep. All Monday lights, wait for new beers to get released. This week in Alvarado Street, Growers is a super cool,
thank you,
super ass cool label, especially for us in the Fresno area, which is the center of agriculture of the world. We, this region, produces the most food in the world, literally. And so this Alvarado Street Growers, the label art is so cool. It's kind of got like a fruit packaging box feel to it. And it's a pale 5.5% hoppy pale. It's got Eureka Mosaic and Azaka. It's going for $18 a four pack. Ooh. Not too bad for a, you know, for a high end indie beer like that. Not too terrible. So I'll be looking out for that one. The Growers. I think that's one that's come back. I think they've had that before, I want to say. Okay, before I forget, Chew Your Beer wants everyone to know, look out for, on Friday, he's having the contest. Today, I guess, Chew Your Beer's fill-in-the-blank contest on Untappd. If follow Chew Your Beer on Untappd, and he does a little contest. And if you get picked, you know, he does a little thing, kind of like a Mad Libs kind of saying, and you fill in the blanks. And if he chooses your fill in the blanks, then he's going to send you some beer. So nothing wrong with that, right? Chew Your Beer is a generous dude.
And Chew chooses you.
Chew chooses you.
Yeah.
So make sure you're following Chew Your Beer on Untappd and you're paying attention on Fridays because, and I think he leaves it open for a couple days, but. Hashtag fill in the blank. And the one other thing I just wanted to
beer.
Silver Brewing just posted their tap list, and I haven't talked about someone's tap list in a little while, so I just wanted to talk about it, and now I don't see it anymore. Motherfucker. I saved it. I swear I saved it. Sorry. Okay. Sorry, guys. I got it. Right now, at Silver Brewing, this is what they're currently pouring. If you walked into Silver Brewing right now, this is what you could get.
A beer.
They're portfolio beers. First Gold, a 4.5% German-style Kolsch. Which sounds very interesting to me because I'm all about hoppy Kolsches. I want everyone to make a hoppy Kolsch. And doesn't say it's a hoppy Kolsch, but it's Silva. So I'm guessing it's probably there's some hops in there.
Probably.
Sweet Bee, a 5.8 alt beer, German style alt beer.
With honey, maybe?
Doesn't say. Might be, though. Paso Pale, 5.5%. Had it.
Always good.
Nut Farm.
Nut Farm.
Hey. Nut Farm. This is what happens. Nuts.
Oh, yeah. Or we must be sucking out.
This is when you walk into this studio, you're like, fuck, it's a nut farm in here.
Damn nut farm in here.
Nut farmers.
It's one producer Becky would like. It's Nitro Walnut Milk Stout.
Wow, walnuts.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
if you ever want to send producer Becky beer, give her a
nitro walnut milk stout.
Yeah.
It's got to be a high calorie beer. Just
something close to a rogue hazelnut, and she'll be fun. It'll be fun. 529-525 Pine. It's a golden IPA. Ooh. That's on tap. And a Hop Maniac, the classic West Coast IPA.
Classic.
Ah.
That means
so good. Wait, is Silva doing hazy beers?
Oh, let's see. We haven't seen a hazy yet, have we?
We have not.
There is not a hazy on tap yet. We got some limited release ones, though. Mind on my orange.
Uh-oh, there
got
it is.
Got my mind on my orange, and my orange on my mind. Belgian style farmhouse.
Okay, we're safe.
All right, we got four more here. 84, a French Saison. S-Shot, smoked porter.
Okay, all right.
Poho. Poho. Matt should be interested here. American style red IPA from Silva. Poho.
I've had that, by the way.
Oh, you had. Yeah. Was that?
You've good had as that Poho. It's good.
It's good. It's good. One more here. Ouroboros.
Had that too.
It's an Imperial Stout.
Ooh,
so good. 2%.
Oh, yes. I have had that.
And that's it. No hazy beers.
Silva
says nope. I guess he doesn't like making money. That's fine. Hey. A lot of people don't. I don't like making money.
Is Tyler making hazies?
Tyler.
They had the Yeast of Burden.
Yeast of Burden.
But that was like a collab,
right?
Collab.
With Alvarado.
Yeah. Right. I'm sure Alvarado was like,
Yeast-driven pale.
Tyler's like, all right, one thing we're not going to do. We're not doing a hazy. And Alvarado's like,
but we're Alvarado.
He's like, whatever, guys. I'm going to go surf.
Yeah.
You guys do what you got to do.
Make the beer. I'll be back.
Just make the beer. Fine. I'm going to. I hear the waves are up right now. Matt, what are you looking out for?
Well, you already talked about my growers, which is one thing I'm looking out for.
Not showers.
But according to Delta Pacific, Booming Rollers is finally hit town. Fucking waiting for that beer forever. So I'm ready for that to be in my fridge. It's always nice when you go from City of the Sun to Booming Rollers. It's a nice transition. So
I see.
I'm ready for it.
Has that always been in cans, or is that new in cans?
Booming Rollers, always in cans, okay. Yes.
Because they're transitioning some former Bomber beers to cans.
Yes.
I think Orderville is going to cans.
Oneida did.
I love Orderville. Love Orderville.
I'm actually looking at the wall over there, because if we... No, Protocosmos, I think that's one that made Switch. But I don't think Booming Rollers is ever in a 22, because I think it'd be on our wall there.
Cans are where it's at, man. Bottles are being phased out. It's all about the cans.
At least 22s. 12s are still hanging around.
I miss 22s. 22s are fun. You get to, you know, start to feel it with a 22.
That's true. But you can always get a crowler, right?
Not always. How am I going to get a crowler modern times in Fresno?
Well, just drive down to L.A.
Oh.
They have a tap room in L.A. now.
There you go.
Just drive down to L.A., downtown L.A.
Or you just go to Portland. That's only 10 hours.
Yeah, right. Much closer.
Mm-hmm.
So much closer.
Nick. Right.
Hi.
Mike's
been here the whole time.
Lady Beer Love does a trip every year up to,
that's right,
up to the Pacific Northwest. So just jump in the back of her vehicle.
To fill her chest of just
Lady
goodies.
Beer Love, if you'd like to bring back some Portland beer and be on the show.
And just have her drop you off at Modern Times. No big deal.
No big deal. I'm going to Disneyland in Maine.
I'm just
going to
keep drinking this Cyclops Double Red unless you guys open something else. And that
blonde.
Check Your Hops.
That's so a good one, too.
I don't think I got that Check Your Hops yet.
What? You didn't?
No way I did.
You opened it, sir.
Sorry.
Good Lord.
I don't know what's going
on. John, go home, John. You're starting to get into overtime.
There's a guy up here asking for guitar strings. What do I do?
2-for-1 guitar picks. How much are they again?
How much are the $5 guitar strings?
Wait. Did you look out for us?
I am looking out for the year 2015 when beers were clear.
Oh, poor Nick.
Looking out for, no, just kidding.
Never heard of that one. Who's it from?
Yeah. Fieldwork.
It's okay.
Fieldworks, 2015, right. Beers like are clear. Bottle, another Bottle Logic, once again, going back to Bottle Logic. Roll for Initiative. Barrel-aged Imperial Stout. Weighing in at 13.9%.
Wow, that's it?
Yes, that is all.
Wowzers.
Imperial Stout finished with Madagascar vanilla and cassia bark and aged in bourbon barrels.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Please and thank you.
Yep.
That's it?
That is it.
That's it, man. Yep. Is there a beer you're looking out for, Scotty B?
Yes, there is. And Stevie Z knows what beer it is.
Oh, he does. Ooh, does man. He?
Is he back from Disneyland yet?
I don't know if he's back yet. He may be back, but yes, it's the Smoked Gouda Porter, Sir Stevie Z.
Zach from Zach's Brewing.
I really need to try some of that. I'm hoping it came out as good as I think it did. I actually was the one who smoked the Gouda.
Wow!
I rigged myself up a cold smoker.
Oh,
and I smoked cold that Gouda.
Smoker?
Oh yeah,
what is that?
You don't want to warm smoke the Gouda. Smoke the Gouda.
Yeah, you don't want to melt your cheese.
You get all melty.
Yeah. You melt your cheese.
This ain't mac and cheese.
It's like the lowest budget, cheapest cold smoker you can imagine. But it works. That's the important part. It works. It smokes it and proper doesn't smoking. Melt it. That's the important part.
Proper smoking.
But yeah, that's what I'm looking out for. Steven, Zach, if you're listening.
Oh, Zach's taproom update. The media manager of the city of Fresno claims that they're opening up in May. So we'll see.
We will see.
Oh, I hope so. I really, really hope so.
So start planning your Fresno-cations. May, June, something like that. It's going to be on. We'll finally have fully functioning beer district going when the Zach's
get up. All the stamps on the ale trail.
Yeah, get all those stats.
Gotta get stamped.
Hey, oh man, this is when if Untappd had money to sponsor the show, this is where they would get their sponsorship plug. Open up your Untappd and look at it and say, wow, look at all them freaking beers I drank this week. Because that's what we're doing. You can follow me. I'm Dorktown or Mikey Top Boar. Search either of those two things. You're going to find me. And this week, I got a feeling I was kind of light. Let's see. Let's review the week that was. Actually, I had my first House of Pendragon bottled beer.
What?
I bought a six-pack.
Oh, my goodness.
It was so exciting to buy a six-pack of House of Pendragon, their IPA, the famous Lancelot IPA.
Lampelot
IPA.
What'd you call me?
Yo, Lampelot? You're a Lampelot.
Lampelot.
It was very exciting to see a six-pack of it in a grocery store and buy it. It was fun.
Did you feel Fresno proud?
Yep, felt Fresno proud. Local brewer, House and Pendragon, finally can be bought in stores, at least here in Fresno anyway. I also had the Luponic Distortion number 9.
Oh, missed it by that much.
I'm not a fan.
Wow.
Not a fan of the number 9.
Mm-hmm.
Did not do anything for me.
I haven't had number 9 yet.
Well, there's one left in there if we want to have some.
Just chug it.
So, okay, we're 9 deep now. What's the over-under on
when this loop? Stop.
No. How many good versus bad variations have they done so far?
Okay. What's the over? Yeah.
Are we over?
There's 9.
Because there's 9, so there's a tiebreaker.
Yeah, right. I'm gonna say under, because I say 4. I'd say there's 4.
Only 4 out of the 9.
4 good ones out of the. I mean, none of them are bad.
No,
but like I would say 4 of the 9 I would liked. Like, oh yeah, this is good, and the other 5 are like.
I think they're all good, but they taste almost identical to me.
See, yeah.
It's impossible to do a side-by-side, but by the time the next one comes out, if you have one of the previous ones, it's not the same because it's aged a little bit.
Right, damn it. Because it's an IPA. But Fig Tree has 7, 8, and 9. It's the closest thing you can do.
Vertical, bro.
Yep.
7, 8, 9.
Closest thing you can do to vertical.
Well, I was 6 scared.
That's about all I did this week. Matt, Bearded Brewer 87.
Yeah, that's me. I had a can of Nitro Merlin when I was at Goldstein's.
And now.
And also at the Perfect Bar.
Goldstein's had a random mission beer on that I didn't expect them to have. They had the Hot Burst series, number 4.
Number 4?
It was clear. It was hoppy. It was kind of like a lemon hop, if you will. Lemon drop. Yeah, so that was quenched the thirst. Been finishing off a Sherman 6-pack, which I have in the fridge, and then some 1554.
Mm-hmm.
Also mentioned by Mikey, I went to the Total Wines the other day and picked up a Lancelot IPA 22 ounce.
Oh, yeah, they did have bombers.
So picked up one Boomers. Of
those. Bombing in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So. I like bombers.
Your Bincots?
Those are my Bincot drinkins.
Bincot drinkin'. If you're not on it, you're listening and not on 10, like, just do it. Come on.
Yeah.
If you got a smartphone, just what the hell?
Just do it.
You can make up a completely different persona of yourself. Be the person you want to be.
Be
you're,
Batman.
If you're, you know, one of those people like Bells is like, I don't want people to see what I'm drinking. Hey, that's fine, but you can just completely just make up a fake person and just be that person.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
You can catfish on Untappd.
Yeah, there you go. You can like
call yourself catfish.
You can pretend you're a girl and like flirt with me on Untappd. I'll be like, oh man, this girl's really into it.
Buy me a drink, big boy.
Yeah, that must be pretty cool.
Is that number 9 you got right there?
I love gold.
It is. The lubotic distortion, as talked about moments ago on the show.
Yes, they ever waited.
Here he goes, going around the table, left to right.
Thanks, G.
And I'm giving Scotty B the top pour. Look at that. Look at that top pour.
My turn for the top.
It was Scotty B's turn for the top pour, and he's getting it.
It's about time.
It's about time.
Do that.
Nick, did we?
What?
I don't know, man.
Where were you at? What's going on here?
Nick, what were you caught drinking this week?
So?
The Nick 80 on Untappd.
Beer.
The Nick. Give me some beer. I am really enjoying Revision's triple IPAs.
Love Revision.
And they have more than one. So the latest one I've stumbled upon is Drifting Through the Hop Yard. Get it.
Bottle still growing. Get it.
It's not Habes. It's not hazy?
And no, it's a very clear.
Drifting through the hop yard?
They're good. They're good at the haze.
Clear yet triple. No, they're not good at the haze.
Oh, no, they are good.
Very nice triple, you know, for when you want to wake up and get blitzed.
What a way to start the day.
Get ripped.
Yep. Man, that sounds great, actually. If you had a day where you just didn't have to worry about shit, and you're like, I'm just going to start drinking. Fuck it. Louie! Stop being Louie.
Stop being the jerk.
Can you stop being Louie for a few more moments? Louie, leave Scotty B alone, Louie.
If I ignore him, Louie
is really attracted to Scotty B right now.
Well, who isn't, though, right? I just don't want him to knock over my mic.
Don't worry about that, Scotty B. I'm worried about Louie being a pest.
Oh, don't worry about that.
All right. We're not going to worry about anything here. Nick.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, then had a trip to the old yard house.
Oh, man.
And so I like
yards
I know
of beer everywhere.
Yards of beer everywhere.
They're just everywhere. Everyone's ordering yards of beer. Like, give me that yard of beer. I haven't seen any yards of beer there for a while.
They were floating around.
When they first opened, it was like a lot. Like people were like, I'll get a yard of beer.
Well, you got to, you know. That's the thing.
But yeah, nobody orders them anymore.
No, Saturday night, they were floating around.
Oh, there was? You saw some yards?
I saw some yards happening.
Yard spotting.
Yard spotting.
Honey, look, there's a yard. That's great, dear.
And so I know we always joke about the servers getting your order wrong.
Yep.
You know, like, oh, I'll have this IPA, and they bring you up an amber ale, and you're like,
here's an amber.
Oh, that's not what I ordered. So my wife orders a cider. I order a Bear Republic Hop Shovel.
Yeah, IPA. That's a good beer.
I did enjoy that beer once I got it.
Mm.
Because the server brings us two ciders.
Oh, God.
I was like, you know, it looked funny. I was like, they're exact same color, exact same amount of head.
Yeah.
And ciders have considerably less head than beer does typically.
Mm, yeah. They're like headless.
They're headless. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, that's not the Hop Shovel. He's like, you didn't order a two cider? I was like, no, we did not order two ciders. We ordered a cider and a Hop Shovel.
I would never do that. Do you not know me?
So he comes back with the correct, which I hope was the correct beer. I still have no idea.
That's what I hate. Like, you're still not like, I think this is the wrong beer, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. It wasn't definitely an IPA at least. But then he goes, well, you know, that's 50 cents more, but don't worry about it.
Thanks, bro.
I'm like, thanks. So you get my order wrong and then guilt me into charging 50 cents less.
I'm not
you could have had a cheaper beer.
I was like, sorry, what the fuck, man? Okay. Yeah, get my order right next time, jackass.
Tips going down. Do.
Penny. Down to a penny
tip. I couldn't believe it. So anyways, once I got my hop shovel, it was very tasty.
Mm-hmm. It's a tasty beer.
And moving on, Popolo's Pizza for Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Just outstanding IPA, and it was fresh. It sounded super fresh. What?
Yes, wow.
You could tell.
Had a keg. I've been used to that keg that's been at Eureka Burger for 5 months.
Right.
Which I assume is just one keg.
They still have not. They got the 15 gallon.
Like, I just order it just so I can get that tap changed out.
You're gonna be the hero.
Yeah, I'm the hero. Like, I'm the hero, guys.
They're gonna throw you on their shoulders.
Drink this 6-month-old beer. IPA.
They're gonna pick you up, throw you on their shoulders, right?
Yeah.
And they're just gonna carry you outside.
They finally blew the keg.
They're gonna carry you outside so they could have your bar stool.
And the waitress will be very unceremoniously will come back one day and be like, "Oh, that keg's blown. I'm sorry. Let me get you something else." I'll be like, "Oh," and then I'll start like very, very quietly crying.
And
be like, I did it, honey. I mean, that was 6 months of work I just put in there, honey. You don't understand.
Tears of joy.
Yeah, I did it though. We're gonna finally have a fresh keg here. The first fresh keg at Eureka Burger. 6 months.
Weird naked Indian tears.
Oh,
wow.
All right. So Popolo is just outstanding. Oh, and then, so this has been confirmed. North Coast does have a brand new double IPA.
Mm-hmm.
The Beachmaster.
The Beachmaster.
And man, is it tasty. And man, is it clear.
Ooh.
Super clear. They're like, no, let's go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
All clear.
Very nice.
Looks like water, but it tastes like beer.
Yeah.
Is that possible, Scotty B. Brewer?
You know what? I have.
Could you make an IPA that looks like water?
Like Zima?
Like Crystal Pepsi?
Okay. If you read the BJCP 2015 style guidelines, it talks about specialty IPAs, and it gives some little outrageous examples. Like, it's talking about how a specialty IPA could be just about anything. It could be a green St. Patrick's Day Shamrock IPA.
It's St. Patrick's Day. It's coming up, bro.
And it says it could even be a clear Zima IPA. It could be anything. So, yes, it could be done.
Wow.
You could dry hop a Zima. There you go.
Okay. I didn't know. I just thought, like, automatically, if you're going to hop something like enough for an IPA, there's going to be some color there.
Well, if you dry hop it adequately, it should be hazy, though, because, mm-hmm. you know, that's what dry hopping does. It's
like hazy water.
I mean, if you dry hop it with one pellet for every 30 gallons, like, you know, it's going to be clear. But
then you're not going to taste it.
Like, why bother, you know?
Right.
There's hops in there.
They're in there. There's a hop in there.
I threw a hop in there. I promise.
I did it.
Now with hop.
I'll be looking for that. It's got to be the fair's not till October, so there's that. What's going on with the what is there to look out for with the Warthogs Association of home brewers in Fresno?
So Warthogs are having a like they do every year for the past few years, Warthog of the Year every couple months. There's four competitions per month, per year, not per month. That'd be a lot. Four competitions per month. Four competitions per year. And there's different styles, and one of the styles this year is Brewer's Choice, so it could be any style that you want to enter, and I think that's pretty cool. And guess who gets to be one of the judges in this? Take a guess.
It's a celebrity judge, Scotty B.
It's me. The last round was the New England IPAs.
Oh, I've heard of those.
Oh, yeah.
They're like hazy, right?
They're a little bit hazy.
Foggy beers?
Just a little bit. It's a little bit hazy.
Oh, okay.
Eric De La Rosa.
They'll never last. They'll never take off.
That'll never work.
They'll never take off.
Eric De La Rosa won. He's the guy who won last year's Tioga competition where they brewed his beer.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Vaught won this year.
Matt, Fortiter Brewing, former guest on the show, Matt Vaught.
Yeah, he won this year.
Nice.
Congratulations. With an Enigma.
Cheers to Matt.
Enigma Pale Ale. which he said it was all gone. I'm like, hey, what did you win with? And he's like, oh, Enigma Pill. I'm like, I want to try some. He's like, oh, well, too bad. It's gone.
He makes some good-ass beer.
Oh, yeah.
I hope he finds a spot on it.
So that's what's happening right now. There's these competitions throughout the year. You enter a certain style. You get judged on that style. If you win that one round, you get like $25 gift card for Bencomo's Homebrew Supply. If you win the whole thing, all four of them, you get this giant trophy that you can keep for a year with the plaque with your name on it. And you get $100 or $125 for winning. And you get to be celebrated and hoisted on everybody's shoulders and, you know,
huzzah!
The whole shebang.
Huzzah!
So that's what's happening that I know of. I'm not sure where the pub crawl is going to go yet. Because, again, I'm not on the board anymore. But
they don't tell you anything.
I loved where it went last year. It went to Moonraker.
Not on the board.
Moonraker last year, folks. Ooh. Moonraker. Moon fucking Raker.
Who's bored?
I love Moonraker. In case I never told you that before.
That's good.
I paid $25 for a 4-pack for that brewery. I must love them. So that's about all I know that's going on with them right now.
All right. That's a good update. I like that. Thank you. What's going on, guys? You guys having a good time?
Maybe.
Oh, do you got a new beer? Hey, before we finish, there is a certain beer I brought that I need to share with Nick and Matt.
All right. I love
it. I don't like that.
It's you not, guys can go ahead and find somewhere else.
It's not hazy.
Is it a Rebel?
It's not an IPA at all.
It's a Rebel, isn't it?
It's not. I'm not going to spoil the surprise, but
Rebel,
it's
Rebel Red.
It's fun.
Rebel
Before
Red
that,
IPA.
Before that, we've got beer. This one's been sitting in the fridge too long. I was like, we got to get this going here. It's a double IPA.
Yeah.
Cool Runoffs from Alvarado Street. Donated to the show by Jimmy Ortiz. The Olympics are over, but Alvarado Street's got a bobsled with four hops in it, and they're ready to go. It's a yeast-driven double IPA, Nick. You can pass on it if you like. It's not required of you to drink it, but...
Love Alvarado Street.
I'll try it.
I'll try going around the table from left to right. This was a looking out for beer a few weeks ago. Now it's here. It's been sitting there long enough. Sorry, Jimmy. We took too long to have this.
I may not like hazies, but I still like to catch a buzz.
But it's still juicy.
Bearded Brewer.
What's the name of that thing again?
Cool Runoffs.
Oh, yeah. Cool Runnings
movie.
Thing.
Very clever.
Very clever.
Oh, yeah. Very clever. You guys are very clever.
I'm going there on my birthday, which is during the week. It's on a Thursday.
You're going to Jamaica?
Cool. I'm thinking about that.
Yes,
I'm
going to Jamaica.
Jamaica. Bobsledding.
Alvarado Street opened a pub there, or a tap room. So
you're down there going, hey, you got any hazy beers? They're like, no, man. We got no hazy beer, man.
We got the weed, man.
Cool Runoff.
Everything's hazy when you got the weed, all right?
But I think...
Sorry. It's a computer that has all the drops. I have no control over the bumper music. It's just going. I can't stop it.
It's the end of the show.
Gotta be
juicy. I love Alvarado Street. So I'm going on my birthday. It's on Thursday. I got the day off from work, and I'm gonna go right when they open at 11 a.m.
Yes,
there's gonna be like nobody there. I'm hoping I could run into a brewer.
When it opens, it's pretty. I want to say dead, but it's like it's nice and open. Like you can get as much beer as you.
Yeah, want. And it's during the week. It's not like a weekend. Yeah. Oh, on perfect, Thursday.
Perfect.
It's gonna That's be a dream. Great. It's That's gonna a be great fun. Birthday.
I'm gonna see if I can angle that for my birthday now. Man, sounds good. You got some cheers, Scotty B?
Okay, so because the people that I visited, they might get a little mad if I don't mention who I visited. So I'm just gonna run through this really quick. You already know about Chew and Zorro, not Zorro. You Zorro, already heard the voicemail. Great
guys, great contributors to the show.
Love that guy.
Both of them.
All right, and then Fontana Gym, Evil Circle, they fed me. You know, I got to tell you this. The whole time on my trip, I left Saturday, came home Saturday morning, came home Sunday night. I didn't pay for food once.
Really?
I brought some snacks, some jerky and stuff.
Snacks.
I'm going to L.A. if I can get that kind of treatment.
Fontana Jim, Evil Circle got pizza. They fed me. The next morning, I met Kelly and Ryan for brunch.
Aw, cute
they,
couple.
They
Aww.
Not only...
Aren't they just the most adorable couple there is?
They are. They're amazing.
They're craft beer royalty.
They are.
Not only did they buy my food, I got a loaded burrito with hash browns.
Loaded. They're like, so loaded, they're like, bro. All right, Scotty B., we'll get you a burrito, but can I get it loaded?
Loaded.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
They bought my drinks, too.
Wow.
Two of them.
Wowzers.
I know. I went, wowzers. So that was so awesome. So, yeah, my whole trip, I didn't have to pay for my own food.
Man,
was, sounds like except for the food that deal. I brought, which wasn't really that good much. Deal. So, yeah, Kelly and Ryan, we met at the Morrison, kind of like the Nick, the but Morrison. The Morrison.
Damn it.
It's in that Silver Lake. Cooler.
Is that a Doors reference?
I'm not sure, but it was really like ready for St. Patrick's Day, though. Let me tell you. And they had some good beers.
Wait, they're just like counting the clock till Valentine's Day is over. They're like, all right, they gotta get that St. Patrick's Day branding going.
They had shamrocks all over the place.
Yeah.
But it was, yeah, a lot of good beers on tap. I had man milk stout. And when I ordered it, he's like, he's like, Jesus. The way.
Oh, spit take. There's a spit take.
Wait, you got to hear what I ordered it. So the waiter asked me what I want to drink. And I'm like, yeah, I want the man milk stout.
And you got him a second time.
Twice.
The waiter corrects me. He's like, man's milk stout?
It's supposed to be like, that's milk. Way better.
I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Sir, it's man's milk stout.
Yeah, whatever he said.
I want some man milk, okay? Don't make me milk you.
No, plural.
We
ain't
got
mans.
A calf. We got a bull.
Oh, God. You LA on, people.
It was on Nitro, bro. It was so good.
On Nitro.
Can I stop the press right now?
This just in.
Just in from the Alvarado Street Instagram stories, they have a double IPA called Tomahop.
Oh, nicely done.
Come on.
Tomahop.
And to take it a step further for the brother, they collabed with Seven Stills. And they did a distilled version of Tomahop.
What's Seven Stills? Is that some bourbon thing?
They're a whiskery.
Oh, yeah. You whiskey geeks.
They make whiskey out of beer. Artisanal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whiskey out of beer?
They did that with Midnight Lightning.
Oh. Wow, it sounds complicated. Do you do that, Skype? Make whiskey out of
come
beer?
Come on.
I did know that, yes, but I've never done it before because that's against the law.
Tomahop. It's a solid name. This is a great name.
Nailed it. I didn't think, I mean, they've been killing it with names, but I didn't think they'd go that.
Like, who?
That
layer. Like, we need to, if some show has done it already or has. If they've uncovered whoever their marketer is that does their label art and
guy?
Their naming, who is this guy? This is the number one guy to seek after for a podcast, a beer podcast. The guy that does Alvarado Street branding and...
Who is this mystery?
Yeah, who is this guy? What's going on
What
there?
If it's a lady?
Or yeah.
A lady. Sorry,
thank you, Nick. Banana. I just meant like guys and like... general term as a human.
Yeah, come on, it's too smart for
who
a
is
guy.
This human?
It's got to be a
who right. is this human being?
You're right. I think you're right. It might. I think it's a female who is in her 40s because all the references are
right,
just like
right.
dead on. Somebody yeah. that's in
you,
her 40s.
You can't Wikipedia that shit.
No.
No, you got to have you
somebody
to live
that grew up where I grew up, right?
Yeah. Long
in
Beach?
The cool part of town. Some of it. My formative years were in Northwest Fresno. I claim Northwest Fresno as my hometown.
Tonight,
but I lived in many towns. Oh, God. Get the fuck out of here, you mumford motherfuckers.
Love that brewery.
Oh, my God. Was I sounding like a Mumford? Like a member of the Mumford?
You know, in our second album, we thought we'd go back to our roots in the Northwest Fresno woods.
Oh, God. Cheers, guys.
Boy.
Cheers. Who
Hey, booyah.
Who hasn't done cheers? Nick, did
Me?
You? you not do cheers yet?
Cheers to Stefan Schaefer 8.
Yeah.
He's on the non-haze train.
Yeah, he's backing up. Yeah,
word.
Have fun back in 2010, guys. Oh! I'm here in the present.
I liked it there. Yo! I'll stay there happily. Cheers to Fresno Foodie, Street Dragon. If any of you are Volkswagen fans, you would know who that is. Hoppy Libations. Mm-hmm. Joseph Soleno, a.k.a. 411 Brewing. And the Bitcoin Brofessor.
All right.
Making cryptocurrency.
Making all the cryptocurrency, bruh.
And cheers to the Beer Life podcast for the 818 Brews. Brian, Derek, and Francesca.
Francesca. All right. Matt, you guys, cheers.
Speaking of Bitcoin.
Yes.
The dollar I invested into Bitcoin.
Matt is now a billionaire.
How much you got, man?
I invested $1 into Bitcoin.
Yes.
Because the Square Cash app has that ability now. It's now worth 67 cents.
Nice.
Wait a minute. Ooh. That went the wrong way, Jim.
How yeah. do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle?
Mm-hmm.
I thought like one Bitcoin, you did a dollar's worth. One Bitcoin's like $1,000 or something.
Yeah, yeah, but he did $1. He went the other way. He did $1.
No. So
he's one
cash dollar.
1/16,000th of a dollar is.
Oh, sure. Oh,
man.
He has 1/16,000th of a Bitcoin.
Nice.
That's what he's saying.
Should we do that with our Golden God Patreon money?
Absolutely.
Just invest in Bitcoin?
Every dollar you get 67 cents.
Hey, that sounds like
great. What a great investment. Anyways, yeah.
Oh, keep us up to date on that, because up to date, because that's a word.
Up to date. Keep them up to date.
Oh, it's got to be.
Spotify's diversifying. You guys want to buy into that?
Oh, really? We can buy into that?
They will. Yeah, Spotify. They just filed their paperwork for publicly traded.
Golden Guys.
Because you can't keep them separated?
Wow.
Just cheers out to Rad Stacy.
She still doesn't listen.
She was watching me.
She's not going to hear this, dude.
She was watching me on the security cameras when I was hanging out at Goldstein's the other night.
Who doesn't watch on this?
She's like, are you the guy in the plaid flannel and the hat? And I was like, that's me. And she's like, yeah, I can see it.
Wow. Pick a winner for me.
I'm watching you. I'm like making sure you don't yak in the urinal.
She cider pukes in the urinal.
Oh, watch this guy. Look at this guy. This guy's got a fucking yak in the urinal. Well, let's watch him. He's going to do it. Whoa, he didn't do it. That must be Matt.
Dear bartender, guy in flannel, second cider, cut off, please.
Shut him down. She's all at home like, there's a guy going into the bathroom right now. He's a big beard. Shut him down.
Redirect. Please take him outside.
Show him the Tower Sports Club across the street.
Uh-oh. Is he scratching off the secret?
Now he's looking at the labels of the cans, Matt.
He's going to peel it off to reveal who it actually is.
I just wanted to see who it was.
he's like, you guys didn't know. It's a Budweiser.
But she did cheers us evening. She was at Spokeasy drinking a Fat Tire, and she's like, cheers to you guys. Because this is probably better than any beer you're having on your podcast.
No. Ooh. She's completely, utterly wrong.
Yeah. That sounds like something she'd say, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's her.
I want to say something really quick about her is when she was on the show, something she said, I thought it was so funny. Maybe because I'm...
Did it resonate with you?
It did. It was about Elvis.
Uh-oh.
It was like... she said something to the effect of, he started taking those painkillers and he never took a shit again until he died. I thought that was, I mean, maybe I'm morbid.
And that's what happens.
Maybe I shouldn't think that's funny.
That's what happens on The Perfect Bore.
Yes.
But I thought that was funny.
Deep humor.
Yep.
Deep, dark human. Humor, yes.
Human.
Some people listen to beer podcasts for information about craft beer. Others listen to The Perfect Bore.
Oh, there's one more thing. Randy, he's the guy from Delta Pacific, right?
Delta Pacific.
Randy.
I love when he said, you've been DP'd. I thought that was so cool. And it just went, slid right in under the radar.
Another guy so that cool. won't be listening and hear this. Yeah. As it most of shame. Our guests. Scotty B's.
Credit. Yeah. Never listens.
Who doesn't love being DP'd, right?
Yeah, right?
Most of us?
Most of us.
Oh, Nick.
Cheers to our golden gods, the patrons of the perfect poor. Patreon is a website that enables creatives like us, podcasters or creatives, to set up a sort of a store where you can donate money to that person or persons, and they can give you little kickbacks for donating the money. And we have a Patreon page, patreon.com/perfectpoor, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. And all our patrons, big cheers to them. No new ones this week, but we held fast. We haven't lost anybody.
That's a good
didn't
week.
Didn't piss off anybody, so all that's right. always a solid week.
Oh, then Scotty B shows up.
Scotty B. No.
Just kidding.
Sorry.
Isn't it
Sorry
great, in advance. Isn't it great being a golden god, Scotty B?
It's super. It really is.
You get to hear the show a little the night the late night before the show drops on a Friday and Thursday night. If you're up on Thursday night partying, you can listen to the Perfect Poor before anyone else can. And the tailgate session before the show, you can hear that as well. And any other little tidbits we do, you can get an early release on. So that's the fun you get for donating money to the show. So thanks, guys. Really appreciate the support.
You're
and
welcome.
Also, cheers to Whole Foods Fresno's Instagram because they regrammed a picture I took on Mikey Topor of one of my pictures I took there. And they even asked me, they're like, can we re-gram this? I was like, yeah, you can.
Whoa,
like, think of all the official. Think of all the follows I'll get from after that. And I didn't get any new
tens.
Follows, but
tens of
ones.
Them. Ones.
Cheers to them anyway. Cheers also to Roger B. Or Roger 13 or Roger B. I can't read my own writing. Paul V and Bobbit 3030 on Instagram. Right. Also, cheers to that Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith had basically had a heart attack this week, and he survived.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And lived to tell the tale, and had to. He did a Facebook Live and from his recovery bed, and
wow,
it was pretty interesting because Kevin's very upfront and tells everything like it is, and tells everything about his life, and it was very interesting. And Kevin is, he's a lot of people can attribute to their podcasting because of Kevin. Kevin. Was in the podcasting world, Kevin Smith is very important. So that's sort of why I mentioned I've always been a lifelong Kevin Smith fan. I even went to the comic book shop in New Jersey and
nice
and everything. So, cheers to Kevin. Also cheers to Russ Pipo. Russ is, producer Becky's uncle. He passed away this week. And Russ, I mentioned him a few times on the show. He was a warthog for a long time. And before all this craft beer stuff blew up, he was always, he's one of those old school homebrewers and craft beer drinkers. And whenever we went over to the house, we used to go over there all the time, like every weekend we would go over there. And he always had like three or four kegs of beer those deep, refrigerators you guys have, those sort of those what do you call it? Those I always call them coffin fridges, where you open up the top.
Chest freezer.
Yeah,
yes.
Chest
turned
freezer.
Into a kegerator.
Right.
Yes.
And he always had about five or six kegs in there going, and he'd always greet me and like, Michael, what do you need? What do you want? And he always had like an Anchor Steam clone. That was just his go to keg. He always had that. And then he always had something different he was working on. And I always had that one Anchor Steam clone and one keg and whatever else different thing he had going on. He won a lot of ribbons at, a lot of awards on the Warthogs and everything. And everything he did was just excellent beer. And he just never wanted, I was like, man, you've really got to, you should be getting paid for this. And he never wanted, he's sort of one of those guys that didn't want to taint. Mm-hmm. He loved the brewing it, and yeah, exactly. He didn't want it to, he had a job
and that wasn't making beer. Making beer was his fun. So, you know, cheers to Russ. Always remember him fondly. And just cheers to everyone that listened to the show and appreciates the show. And thank you for being here and listening to the show at Perfect Pour Pod on all the social medias. The Nick 80 and Word. Bearded Brewer 87 and Mikey Top Pour. And
who?
Mr. Bibbles?
Hey, wait, before you end the show.
Yeah, I know. We're going to do this. We're going to open up a beer.
Okay, okay.
What's your social media handle? I mean, this is very important.
Mr. Bibbles. That's me. Mr. Bibbles. All over the place.
We're all here.
Twitter, Instagram.
Now, we have one more beer to enjoy.
Okay, so.
Now it's the after show now, dude. The summer's over. I played music.
Oh, no.
It's over.
Okay, well, anyway. We're going to keep the headphones on for this anyway. So, Nick, Matt, remember when you did the show without Mikey?
Nope. That didn't happen.
That was a good show.
It helped me. Burned, you know.
Ruining my thing I'm trying to do here.
Okay, yes. Okay, so, yes, Steve. Steve.
Scotty. Steve, yes. Shit. So,
yes, Scotty B.
So, I remember you guys were talking about, what beer wouldn't be a good beer and stuff? And I believe it was you that said
probably
sour banana.
Yes.
Guess what I got in this can right here? Fuck. Muscle and Mayhem.
Yes, I saw this on the social media.
Tart ale brewed with bananas,
nope.
Coconut, and pineapple.
Nope.
And it's a Berliner Weiss. So that means it's sour banana. Are you ready for some sour banana?
All those things you said are terrible.
Yes.
It's good.
It's good.
I'm just glad it doesn't
Russ would not approve of this. He is very old school.
Kind of hazy, too.
Russ gave me the best advice about going into a brewery.
That's Berlin.
He was all about going into new breweries. He's the kind of guy that did all the pub crawl things. That him and Kathy would take these buses on the out of town pub crawls. And he said, the first thing you do in a brewery is try their pale. And if their pale isn't good, the rest of their shit probably isn't good either.
They can't do a pale. They can't do shit. Yep.
Exactly.
I would agree with that.
Yep.
I'm just glad it's not made with muscles.
Wow. No. That is like, it's banana colored, isn't it? Wow.
This is very.
It's a cool can.
If banana juice was a thing, this would be.
God damn.
I don't think it's very banana-y.
No.
It's more. I get some pineapple.
There's a little bit. Yeah, it's somewhere between. Oh, there's bottle banana. Logic.
It's like
it's bottle it's logic.
It's like tropical. I mean, I
get the coconut. I get the pineapple with the hint of banana.
Tropical, but like
yeah.
It's definitely more in a can.
It's definitely more pineapple,
and it's hazy too, Nick. It's hazy.
It's tart. This is all wrong. Wait, this is not. I did not expect this to be as tart as.
Does not offend me at all.
There's nothing right about this.
Nick, do you remember on the Instagram probably a few weeks ago when I tagged you in a comment? I saw a hazy Imperial IPA.
Yes, yes.
I'm like,
you said, hey, here's a hazy stout.
Here's a hazy Imperial stout for you, chief.
I forgot about that. Where did you have that?
So I just saw it. Somebody posted a hazy Imperial stout, so I had to tag you.
It does exist.
I mean, how hazy can it be when it's black? You can't see through it anyway.
You can't see through it.
You wouldn't even know. Wow, this is fun.
It's fun.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We're going to try to enjoy this. Nick's trying it. He's trying it.
He has an open mind.
It's very low banana, which I'm shocked.
The other flavors are more up front than the banana. Yeah. Banana's in the background.
It is in the back.
Sour banana.
Banana's in the back.
Remember, watch out for bananas in the back.
Watch out for bananas in
your
back.
Have fun. Be safe.
There's your show title.
Yeah, bananas in the back. I don't think anyone's going to click on that. Or are they?
After hours. This is 120 minutes.
It's like a deep corn track. What is this?
It's tomahawk. Oh.
Of course.
Is that a band or is this a song? The band Tomahawk? Of course, I knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah! Is this Riot or
Riot Spray?
Riot Spray?
I'm saying it like this because it's pissing you off! Yeah! What you gonna do? We're singing punk song!